for all of us. And I'm so grateful for her and grateful that she's here today. Please welcome back Reverend Elizabeth Longo.
Well, good morning, Unity of New York.
Good morning.
I am truly delighted to be here. So thank you. Thank you for having me, and happy holidays. The holidays are here. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, Thanksgiving. And Happy New Year. Why? Because we are right now in the midst of a portal that is opened up for us, where we have a tremendous opportunity for growth, for transformation, for awakening, for enlightenment. Because it really is a three-month portal that opens up. It really begins with Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not just one day out of the year and then we forget about it. When we ride that wave of gratitude, the blessings magnify, because there's such a power on being grateful. What we focus on expands, right? So during the holidays, we have an opportunity to count our blessings. And I mean really count our blessings. See, the holidays open our hearts and we're more vulnerable. We're moved out of our comfort zone, whether we like it or not. And there are moments where we can be in such joy and delight, and, you know, all our senses are bombarded. We're invited to parties, maybe, and there's a lot of celebration. There's a lot of beauty everywhere. I mean, I don't know anywhere else in the world where the Christmas spirit is like in New York City. I mean, you might not have the snow yet, but you're walking around, and there's such beauty everywhere, the Christmas trees, the lights. And yet, for some of us, it might evoke memories of a past Christmas when we were with loved ones that were there no longer around. So we might get the holiday blues. How many of you have experienced some holiday blues? I mean, I lost my mom this year, and it's okay. You know, I'm in that place of welcoming every feeling, every emotion that arises. So take a breath. Right here, right now, and let's begin to open a container, a sacred container for all, where we can really take a breath and just consciously embody the heart space. And as we embody the heart space, we embody that center of love, because this is what the Advent is about. Love. The third week of Advent is about the energy of love. And that energy of love is the very essence of what we are. And we're here to radiate that love into the world. And that means being okay with whatever feelings, emotions arise. So we're extra vulnerable, fine. Our loved ones are extra vulnerable, fine. It's really an opportunity to bond in a deeper way. And Hanukkah, the festival of the lights, closes today. Today is the end of Hanukkah, but it doesn't have to be the end. We can continue to work with this light of awareness, bringing the light into everything we do. See, the moment we turn on that switch, everything changes, right? Turn on the light of awareness and any situation will change, because we change, our perception changes. We move from the egoic mind to the mind of God, to the big mind, to infinite mind. And this is what we're all being called to do. To take that leap in consciousness. And right now is that opportunity to ride the wave of evolution to a greater state of mind. So we can look at the tradition of Hanukkah and honor the tradition. And yet we can look at the meaning of Hanukkah metaphysically. And metaphysically, the rededication of the temple can really be the body temple to the divine, more awareness of what we put into our mouth, more awareness of listening to our bodies, because our bodies have intelligence. Every cell, every molecule, every organ in our body is alive with divine intelligence. So it's taking the time to go within and to listen. Take a breath and begin to be aware that there is a mind-body connection, that we're all connected. And then it really calls us to go even a little more deeper and really mystically, what does this light mean? And it really calls us to go within, to go into the silence, to open the heart and listen, to listen to the divine within us that's always speaking, but yet we're so busy in our egoic sense of self that we don't stop to listen. That's why the importance of retreat, the importance of going within and listening so that we can renew ourselves over and over again. And when we listen to the heart, and we listen to how love is seeking expression through us, as us, it will tell us maybe how to renew our physical bodies. Maybe we need a little more exercise. Maybe we need to make some adjustments in what we eat. So it's a time of renewing our spirits, renewing our physical body, renewing our minds, because it is the end of the year also. So it's also a good time to do an inventory of our lives. Yes. But not from a place of hard, you know, I gotta do this, but from a place of joy. So we want to really enter the heart and just go, okay, what are some of the habits that are no longer serving me? What are some of the things that I need to shift and make some adjustments in my life? And that's how we begin to change, from a place of joy. Because ultimately, it is all about making that change from our limited sense of self to our divine nature. This is what the birth is all about. We're preparing the way for the birth. We begin with gratitude. We begin by bringing the light of awareness into our everyday life, shining the light of truth, shining the light of wisdom, and listening. And that's what we pray and meditate and do the work. Go in our hearts. Take time to retreat. And I've been pondering lately about the importance of coming together as community. Right now, all the information that you can think you need is available at a touch of a button. Everything is on the internet. There are so many self-help books. But why come together in community? Because when we come together in community, we support each other in taking a collective leap in consciousness. Where two or more are gathered, the presence of God is magnified and amplified. So right now, are you all willing to take that leap in consciousness?
Yes.
Okay. So take a breath and in your heart say, I am willing.
I am willing.
Woo! And then hold the awareness with me that I can see myself totally, totally, totally living the light of truth, living from my heart space, shining the love that I am, and allowing this love to heal those places where there might be darkness in me that I still haven't totally gone through those wounds. Because let me tell you one thing, there is a gift even in the wounds, because when we're willing to look at the wounds and our darkness, then we can appreciate more the light. And so as we hold this space of possibilities, we're holding it not only for ourselves, but to the person to your right, the person to your left, behind you, in front of you, so that this is a sacred container of possibilities. And because there is so much power right here, because each and every person that is right here this morning is the center of the universe. It's one with the Creator. And I know that each and every person that is here is whole and complete and is made in the image and likeness of God. The only thing we gotta do is get out of the way. Stop believing any sense of separation. Stop believing the thoughts that we have believed. In other words, getting out of our conditioned mind, stepping away from that to what is possible. This is how we prepare ourselves for the divine birth. Because Christmas is not only about celebrating the birth of Jesus, it is really about the divine birth that is seeking to be birthed through each and every one of us. It is seeking expression. Meister Eckhart said, the 13th century mystic, "What good is the divine birth if it doesn't take place in me?" And God is continually birthing itself in creation. There's God the absolute, the unchanging. And once we know that, what if we have just a little twinkle of an awareness of this presence in us? Oh my God, the door of infinity begins to open. And there is no limit where we can go in consciousness. But we must be willing to take the time and have the courage to stop. And I mean really stop. And to let go of all our stories. Because in order for the birth to take place, there has got to be a death to the old. And sometimes it is painful when we let go. And yet, we have the strength to let go. To let go and let God. So right now, we are in the preparation. We are in the womb of possibilities that we're getting ready to birth something mighty and magnificent, the birth of the Christ in each and every one of us. And it is the I am. I am that I am. I am is the very light of awareness. I am the center of your being, the presence of God, right here, right now. And this I am is made up of 12 divine gifts. And each of these gifts can be opened up and brought to the light of awareness as we begin to embody these gifts. For example, imagination. Imagination is a divine gift. And yet, this gift, when we're not consciously aware, can be totally taken by fear. And fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing as real. But yet, when we believe our fears, imagination takes on and creates a whole movie where we are the writer, we are the producer, the director, and the star in this movie. Anyone ever experienced those kind of movies? I certainly know I have. So there's a better way to use the power of imagination. So we take the power of imagination with the power of love, which is our very essence. We embody the heart space because the heart has more electromagnetic activity than the brain. And we tap into the heart. And as we tap into the heart, we open the door to intuition, to divine guidance. And we begin to listen again by going within and tapping into this power. And then with love and imagination, we use the power of faith, which is also a divine gift, to see what is possible. This is how we prepare the way towards the new year. The new year invites us to a field of infinite possibilities, like we're all given a blank canvas and say, here, you have a blank canvas to create your masterpiece. What are you going to do with it? There's a masterpiece in each and every one of us because the divine artist lives in each and every one of us. And that masterpiece is uniquely yours. This is the beauty of knowing who we are. And then we catch the enlightened vision so that we can really know what is seeking birth through us as we paint our masterpiece. Because when we let go of something and there's a vacuum, the universe will fill it because the universe abhors empty space. So we actually work with the divine to see what is seeking expression. So this is a wonderful time to begin to envision your life. We take an inventory, we release, you know, it's all God, all one energy, but energy is always seeking movement, right? So at one moment, we are cleansing, we're letting go, we are releasing while we are creating, and we're opening the field. And so, first, we ask ourselves, what is enlightenment? Because we want an enlightened vision. What is enlightenment? And enlightenment is nothing more than knowing who we are in the totality. And in order to truly know who we are, we got to get away from our bloated sense of self, from the head, from all the monkeys that want to really dominate our field, and just enter the quiet space of the heart and ask, who am I? You know, who am I truly? My body is continually changing. Yes, we're having this human experience, and wonderful. I got to take care of this body. That's the body temple. That's who is the thinker. But we believe ourselves to be just the thinking mind, and then thoughts held in mind create after each other, right? And so these thoughts become our beliefs, and these beliefs become our stories. So it's time to dismantle all the stories and move from the little story to the bigger story, to what is possible by catching the divine vision, by knowing who we are. That is enlightenment, and that's where we bring the light of awareness, the light of clarity, that we can see beyond every story. We know that in the world of time and space, everything is changing, but as I perceive, this is how it's going to outplay right here. So I can change my perception, and everything around me begins to change, because everything that I see and I witness is really a mirror of my own thinking. So it's time to do the inventory right here, clear our minds, feel our feelings, open the space, breathe to open our sense of awareness to a greater dimension. We have a body, but we are the light of awareness. We are pure beingness. We are divine in essence. So we breathe into this awareness. And then when we're in that right and perfect space, that we're just feeling that space of love. And that space of love and peace can be felt even if we're going through a situation. Just breathe and just know. Take that leap in faith that God is in you, that you are not separate from God, that you are divine. You tell that in your heart until you feel it and you know it to the bone. And then from that space, in the silence, we begin to listen and be in a conversation with the very God of our being. And we ask the heart. We ask the God of our being, God, what is the greatest vision that you have for my life? Because we're all here for a divine purpose. We are one, but we are individualized expressions of the one. And then we listen to what arises, and we begin to learn the language of God, because it's not the rational mind. We begin to listen, and it might just come as a feeling tone. It might come as a vision. It might come as just a knowing. Words may arise, but we catch whatever arises in the heart. And it's so powerful. We can do this collectively, too, and you will see how all the pieces come together. And then once we catch that divine vision, then we ask God, what must I embody? And we begin to see through the eye of spirit, through the power of imagination, who we are becoming in order to be the vision. Take a breath and allow your sense of self to stretch even more. Are you willing? Are you willing to be more than who you are? Ask in your hearts. And then you begin to ask, you know, once I see myself being that, embodying the divine vision, what is no longer serving me? This is the letting go piece. What is no longer serving me? What must I release? And then the willingness to really do it, to commit to the vision that God is giving you in your heart space. And living from that place. You know, in Proverbs it says, a man without vision perishes. But in reality, we do have visions because we use the power of imagination, but it might not be the highest vision, and we want to bring the light of awareness into the vision. We want the vision to come from the enlightened mind, the infinite mind. It's kind of like we have two minds. At any moment, we can just be in the egoic mind or the enlightened mind. And it is time to really realize who we are and bring the enlightened mind into our everyday experience. Because the world needs us right now to shine our light and to stand on the truth that we know. Not to let our minds go crazy with fear, but to be the place of love and light wherever we are. And when we're in the place of love and light, then we are open to compassion. And then we can really reach out and help others in a way that we will not be able to do so if we're just stuck in the poor me. Because there are many stages in consciousness. And what I'm talking about is taking that leap, that riding that wave of evolution to a more expansive sense of self. Because most of humanity is in the to me consciousness. It's happened, everything out here happens to me, which is more like a victim consciousness. You know, I react to whatever happens out here. And then when we come into these teachings, we realize, wait a minute, if I shift my world, everything begins to shift because my perception changes. So yes, I can be a co-creator with God. But even more than that, we can breathe and realize, ah, there's more. I can be God's instrument. I can be the instrument of the divine. God, use me, guide me. I'm your hands, I'm your feet, I'm your voice, I'm your heart. So that's God through me. God through me. And it feels so good. I can release the sense that I have to control everything. You know? No. We can't control everything. We can trust that there is a divine intelligence, and we can be in the flow with that divine intelligence. And then there's even another step in consciousness, another leap that we can take, and that is God as me. God and I are one. The Father and I are one. I am one with the totality of existence. I am one with the light of awareness. I am one with all that has been, all that will be, because I am one with the entire universe, because I am made of stardust, because every part of who I am is holy. And this is what the divine birth is all about. It is about realizing who we are and having a greater awareness of what is possible, because we live and move and have our being in infinite possibilities. And that's how we can transform our lives, awaken from the dream of separation, and transform the world. So my invitation to you is, go within, do the work, and celebrate your life. Happy holidays.
From this space, knowing that we are lights, we are the lights of the world, we acknowledge the infinite blessings that are always a part of us, always available to us, knowing that we are infinitely blessed for all we are, all we have, all God is. I am so blessed for all I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all.
let us take a deep breath, knowing that it is the breath of God, ever breathing through us as us, and let the breath guide us to the heart center, inviting you to cross the threshold to your inner sanctuary, the place where you have never been hurt in any shape or form. Here you know who you are. You are holy, whole and complete. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to close your eyes and breathe again to the heart space. Let your heart open wide, wider than ever before. As you count your blessings, you are the light of awareness, the light of truth. You are the love of creation, the love of God. The light of wisdom shines forth through you as you. And there's a beautiful lotus flower arising out of your heart space, filled with light, brilliant, and it is seeking expression through you. Breathe into this beautiful space of light and let the light come forth and shine into every cell, every part of your physical body and beyond. You are the light of awareness, a beautiful, radiant being of light. And you are here to know who you are. You are love itself. Love yourself as a unique expression of the divine. Breathe and be extra gentle and caring for every part of your human experience. Embrace it all. You are the light of awareness. So blessed. So blessed. And we send our love and our light to those dear to us, family, friends, anyone in need of a healing this morning. In spirit, we are one, and there is no separation. Shine your light. We let our light fill this sanctuary, our country, and our world, as we begin to see a world that works for all. And it begins right here in my own heart, the place of peace and love and light. As I prepare for the divine birth, I know that I am here for a purpose. And I'm here to catch the divine vision and bring it forth joyfully. And I do so with a grateful heart. Take a breath and just stay in that place of counting your blessings.